Good morning. When I took a month off of September, before, during, after our recent move to a cottage at Glen Eyre, I actually found a moment or two to ponder a few things. I know moves don't usually afford you the time for reflection, but I had heard a rap song a few years ago by Macklemore and Kesha entitled Good Old Days, and it really resonated with me when I first heard it, and more so on the day we moved. Each time I heard this song on the radio, I found that the lyrics would buzz around in my head. And it finally dawned on me during our move that I was doing and thinking what the lyrics were describing. Before I tell you the lyrics that so moved me, I have to admit this is the first time I have found inspiration for my homily from a rap song. But the words from the eighth verse of our reading from Revelation today provided me with more fuel. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I guess I was drawn to those words because my heart has been trying to focus instead on what happens in the time between the beginning and the end, the present, the here and now. And it is to this present time of our lives that the lyrics speak. Kesha sings this chorus throughout. I wish somebody would have told me, babe, that someday these would be the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all those reckless nights you won't regret, 'cause someday soon, your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days. But really, what echoed in my heart are the words that when Macklemore and Kesha sing together. Never thought we'd get old, maybe we're still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments, maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past, missing out on now. We've come so far, I guess I'm proud, and I ain't worried about the wrinkles round my smile. I've got some scars, I've been around. I've felt some pain, I've seen some things, but I'm here now. Those good old days we're missing out on now. As the moving van was unloading our furniture and stuff into our new home, I was thinking back to when we moved to Cary almost 27 years ago and how great a time that was. And then I jumped to the thoughts about what the future would be like in our new home as Craig and I got older. I had to remind myself that in life, there are no reset buttons and that this isn't a dress rehearsal. I realized that I was not appreciating this wonderful new opportunity that our move would offer. Why is it so hard to appreciate what we have? Why is it so difficult to be satisfied with everything in our lives in the here and now? The funny thing is that, for the most part at least, everything in our lives was once just a wish. We wanted that car we drive today so badly just a few years ago. The house we live in was once just a goal. The people or situations in our lives were once just a wish. So why is it that today we can't appreciate all of those things? This conversation isn't a new one. I don't know about you, but I've certainly not always appreciated the things I've had in my life. Perhaps once you've attained what you yearn for, the luster and shine wear off. There is a wonderful video originally created by Igor Kolesnikov and first done in the Russian language. It has since been translated into many different languages. The video opens with a helicopter flying up above a car. Down below, a man in a yellow sports car longingly gazes up, wishing he had a helicopter. As the video pans left, another man in a red SUV is revealed, who longingly looks at the yellow sports car, wishing he had that in his life. As the video moves from one car to the next, it eventually centers on a man riding a bicycle. He simply wishes he had a car. The video pans again to a man waiting for a bus at the bus stop. Similarly, he wishes he had a bicycle. But the most moving and touching part of the video comes in the final pan to a man sitting on a balcony looking down below. The man on the balcony is in a wheelchair. As he gazes down, he thinks about the man walking on the street and wishes he had the mobility to do just that. All he wishes for is the chance to walk again, for the freedom to be able to stand up and walk from one point to the next, something so many of us fail to value. When you stop to think about it, we're so blessed to even be alive that we fail to appreciate all the things that are happening in our lives in the here and now. We look past the miracle and beauty of life and all the things we have, and instead of focus our mind's eye on the things we don't have. Just think for a minute that the food we eat goes unappreciated until we can't afford to buy a meal. Similarly, the roof over our heads is unappreciated until we can't afford to have it and are effectively homeless. I ask myself, why do we have to wait until something is taken from us to appreciate it in the here and now? With one foot in the past and one in the future, we straddle and completely miss the present. We become captive to what was, oppressed by what might be, and blind to what is. Our life can then become impoverished, small, and empty. In the midst of these circumstances, when life gets really difficult, it is easy and tempting to run away, to get stuck in the past, or fixate on the future. Yet Jesus comes to us today, here, now. He is not lost in our past or hidden in an unknown future. The only place we can meet Jesus is today, in this present moment, in whatever the circumstances of our life might be. The life Jesus offers us is a life of freedom. I'm not talking about autonomy, the ability to choose and do what we want. I'm speaking of the freedom to be and become fully alive, the freedom to be and become fully human, the freedom to be and become fully Christ-like. That can only happen here and now in the present moment. Today is the first word Jesus used in his public speaking. In his teaching, it's not about what happened yesterday or what might happen tomorrow. It's about today. Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Today, he brings good news to the poor. Today, he proclaims release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. Today, he lets the oppressed go free. Today, he proclaims the year of the Lord's favor. It's ironic that we too often miss today, fretting over yesterday and worrying about tomorrow. And yet the presence of Christ today somehow heals our past and prepares us for the future. Good news, release, sight, freedom, the Lord's favor, all these are made real and present today in the current context and circumstances of our lives. In the famous words of Ferris Bueller, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Amen.